Welcome to Moment of Hope with Pastor, Teacher Bishop Edijemfi, a seasoned man of God who is poised with a divine mandate to set people free from all forms of religious bondages and manipulations through teaching and to help them develop a mindset that enables them to enjoy their liberty in Christ. Join us as we prepare to open God's Word and discover how your life can be changed forever.
Today I'm trying to deal with a very important topic concerning the believer, and that is the total victory of the Christian. You see, people should understand our victory in Christ, and that is what we need to know. Many people don't understand our victory, and because of that, we struggle in many things, and we exalt the devil and give him power over so many things. We blame him, and we live in fear. If you don't understand something, you will not be able to appropriate it. So God will give you the promise, but it's up to you to get that understanding and begin to apply it. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So if you don't have that knowledge, you perish. You are destroyed. The devil will take advantage of you. Paul said, least that Satan should take advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. So believers should be knowledgeable, and we get to know whatever God has given to us and where God is taking us to. I'll take it from the Old Testament and we move on to the New Testament, how the believers in the Old Testament approached the devil, who was physical in that sense. The children of Israel were always dealing with a physical devil. And believers, we move beyond that, and we deal with a spiritual evil, and we don't even deal with, but somehow Christ has dealt with the devil. That is the point I want you to know. Hallelujah. If you read the book of Peter, that is the First Peter chapter 5, you read from verse 7, it says that, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. This passage is loaded. That we cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. That means we don't take it upon ourselves to deal with our problems. Yeah, the Bible says if you think of tomorrow, you can't even add 1 year or an inch to your height. And therefore, that's not your work. So you don't have to take upon yourself that which Jesus Christ has ordained for himself. Is that all right? Sure. So casting all your cares upon him. But what do we see, and what do people do in our days? We blame the devil for all our cares, and we look up to the devil for all our problems. Something that Jesus says we should cast it upon him. We look up to the devil, and we begin to see people as our devils who are dealing with us. That's why people go at length to beat their mothers, their grandmothers and others. It's unfortunate that mostly the women are victims. They don't blame so much of their fathers and their grandfathers. Of course, none of them is right. But it's unfortunate that people set our eyes on the women and we blame them, we torture them, and we mentally abuse them and do so many things because we think that they are the devil. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. You see, if you do that, you are trying to tell Jesus that he does not care about you. Now, be sober. Be vigilant. That's what you should do. That you should be sober. Give sober reflection of everything, and you should be vigilant. For you are adversely the what? Devil. I mean, that's the point. You are adversely the devil. You are adversely the what? Not man. It's roaring like rolling as a rolling lion walketh about seeking whom ye may devour. Whom resist steadfast. That's your work. Do what? Resist the devil steadfast in faith. This is the point I want you to know in our days, that we should be able to use our faith and resist the devil in faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who had called you unto his eternal glory, that's your destination, that God is calling you to eternal glory. So you are boxing to that, no matter what you go through, by Jesus Christ. After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and I like the last one, settle you. So when you put up a building and it's going through some settlement, you see sometimes you see the cracks in the tiles and others. And so after you fix all these things, the building settles. So the God of all grace will bring you to a point where he will do what? Settle you. But many people don't know, we just veer off course and we begin to look up to the devil and the devil begin to cheat us. Amen. Let's read something. Let me move to the Old Testament and see something today. I want to give an overview of what I'll be teaching. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 9 following. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defiled the Philistines that were there, gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day. And the people returned after him only to spoil. And so there was this man that the Bible is talking of, Eliezer. The Bible says he was able to fight the Philistines all alone when people were running away. He stood, he fought, and he fought till his hand clave into the sword. You see, that's the Old Testament system of warfare. It is by human effort. that some people devote themselves and they do exploits. At the end of the day, it said the Lord wrought victory through him. It was God fighting through individual people who are very strong, very diligent, who are able to stand. If we are trying to look for people who would do an exploit like this, we wouldn't get much, even among us, to fight the enemy till your hand cleaves into the sword. Very few people were able to do that in the Old Testament, and they were so diligent. They used their physical exploits, they used their physical strength, they used their ability, and God worked through them. That is the Old Testament system. It was all about human effort, trying to connect to God and bringing down victory. Hallelujah. And let's look at another person. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, and it's all Philistines. Where was a piece of ground full of lentils? And the people fled from the Philistine. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought great victory through him. He defended the Philistines, and the Lord wrought great victory through him. So it's all about God doing it through certain special individuals. But when it comes to the New Testament, it's not like that. So in the Old Testament, there were heroes. It was hero worship. It was people who devoted their life and their time, and they stood in their strength, in their power, and people hailed them. They became their heroes. It was all about hero worship, that certain people are glorified and somehow deified. That is different from the New Testament system of victory and warfare. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him victory. So the victory in the Old Testament was the right hand and the holy arm of the Father, God himself, doing it. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off their faces, and rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. And here it is speaking or talking about the future. Hallelujah. But when you come to the New Testament, it's a different thing. It is no more about hero worship. It is about the corporate body. The corporate body of Christ coming together and appropriating the victory that Jesus Christ has won for us. That is it. The New Testament people look up to the cross and we appropriate our victory. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word given as victory could also be interpreted as causing us to triumph. That means we are celebrating the victory already won by Christ Jesus. And so when Jesus Christ declared that it is finished, he was talking about the complete work that he did on behalf of the believers. And therefore, it is no more about men. It is no more about your ability or your strength. It is no more about human ability. It is about that which Jesus Christ has done. It is not about hero worshiping anymore. It is about Christ. Christ is exalted. Christ is lifted up. Christ is all in all because he won the battle and he has wrought the victory for you and I. That is where we should look at to. Otherwise, we fail. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You see? And so, it is not about our strength. It is not about our ability or some special talent that we have. It is about what Christ has done, and the New Testament believer must rise up in faith and appropriate that which Jesus has done. And if you are going to stand in faith like that, you will sing the old song again, that which the enemy took from your mouth. Because he set your eye on people, now the new song will come. A new song will come, a new joy, a new victory, and a new assurance will come into your heart for you to be able to sing the song of God. Victory is sure for you in Jesus' name. Because you understand that which Christ did on the cross, and you are appropriating it. You will possess your victory, and you and your family, your business, the local church, and everyone connected to you will experience the victory of Christ. Hallelujah. If you and I will appropriate it, this morning I came to tell you that you are victorious. Hallelujah. You see, David was able to expand his kingdom as long as he trusted in God and he stood firm in his strength. But you and I will be able to expand the kingdom of God on earth here as long as we also trust in Christ and commit ourselves to him. As long as we trust him and believe that he has won the victory for us. Total victory over sin, over the enemies, sickness, evil spirit, evil powers, and personality of Satan himself. All the powers of the enemy. God is bringing true liberation of lifetime, a lifetime victory unto you, and you will have it. You can have victory every day for the rest of the year. The pandemic corona will not be able to bring you down because Jesus Christ has won the victory for you. What a wonderful time to be with the Lord. What a wonderful time to rejoice in the presence of God. You must put on the whole armor of God and be able to wrought the miracles of God. The Bible says, finally, brethren, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord. It is not about you anymore. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, you have to strengthen yourself in God. And you have to strengthen yourself in the power of God. Why? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers and others. Number one, you've got to know that it is not about flesh and blood warfare. If you set your eye on people, you are deviating, you are missing the mark, and you will misfire. You will not be able to hit the target. You will not be able to hit what God wants you to hit, because it is not about men. Those of you who are thinking of people and setting your eyes on people and trying to do whatever it is to undo certain people, you are making a great mistake. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God and stand. How do we stand? Stand in faith. Hallelujah. It didn't say and waver or run away. Stand means be attentive, be vigilant, be sober, and stand. Having all stand. And standing, putting on the whole armor. That's the emphasis. Don't leave any room for the devil to exploit. Put on the whole armor, the helmet of the hope of your salvation, the shield, the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. The shield of faith. Hallelujah. You see? The shield of faith. And the shoe of salvation. That going out there to preach the gospel. That's the shoe you put on. And the breastplate of truth. The belt of truth. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. And the word of God, which is person-to-person combat. That's the word. That you release the word against the enemy. These are the sword that God has provided for you and I. And not only that. If you move on, he said that praying always with all prayers. That's another thing. We have individual prayers. We have the corporate prayers. We have intercession. We have everything. Bring them all together. Amen. You see, the warfare prayer, where you begin to release the prayer and hit the devil beyond continental levels. That's the prayer, the warfare you release. Begin to speak the word. You see, if you can do that, you are going to make it. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil destroy you. Don't let the devil begin to put fear in you. Instead of fear, stand in faith and begin to release the power of God to work in you. I begin to see victory coming out of you. That the power of God and dominion power working through you. That God through you will be able to turn the enemy around. Hallelujah. That is what the Lord is going to do through you. That you are not only going to stand for God, you are also going to hit other people and save them. You are going to attack the enemy and deliver some people. Not until you learn to do that. You are not really in battle. Because the church of God, according to the Bible, says it is an advancing force. Advancing force means that we are moving forward. The church is marching on. That's what Jesus Christ said. That I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. You see, that means the devil has his gates. He is well armed and everything shut. But when the church of God comes, the devil cannot close the gate. May the Lord strengthen you that you begin to attack the enemy at his very headquarters, that which he has taken all your goodies, sitting upon it. He has no right to do that. God has given you that authority to be able to hit the right headquarters of the enemy and turn things around. That is what the Lord is doing through you. You've got to do that. You've got to position yourself to be able to turn things around so that you win the battle. Don't let anybody deceive you by putting things that will bring fear. You don't need that. You don't need to allow the devil to put fear in you. That the devil is always telling you you will die. That he's always telling you things will be destroyed. That he's always telling you some week somewhere is working and planning to undo you. That he's always bringing your mind and putting your faith and everything on the negative. That is not where the Lord is taking you to. God is taking you to a place far above that. Hallelujah. A place well beyond that. A place where you will be able to stand and not only deliver yourself and your family, but also set other people free from the shackles of the enemy. Not until you get to that point, you have not yet gotten to where God wants you to be in life. You need to move a bit higher to where God wants you to be, to be able to overcome the enemy, because you were born to overcome. God has given you everything that will help you to overcome. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, that if God did not withhold his own son, but gave him free to you and I, how much more? Praise the Lord. How much more shall he not with him freely give us all things? Oh my goodness. How much more? I came to tell you that God has more for you. More that will help you to be able to fulfill your destiny on earth. We have been boxed into negative for quite too long. I came to preach the message of deliverance unto you today, that you are delivered from the hand of the enemy, that you are brought into a higher ground, that you are more than a conqueror. And you have overcome. The enemy can never break your back, because Jesus is with you. Hallelujah. Go down a little bit for me. How much more? Move to verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God is that justifier. Another thing that breaks our power, our strength, is condemnation. That the enemy will always condemn you. And he will do all he can to lay charge on you. That you are this and that you are that. The Bible says, who shall lay any charge on them, on God's elect? You are who? I didn't hear you well. Do you understand the word God selects? That means God has chosen you. And if God has chosen you, it also means that he chose you ahead of certain people. The competition was keen, but God chose you. And you know what? Let me go a bit deeper. God has an eye that sees everything. And so if God chooses you, it means that he weighed you on his special eye. The eye that sees the heart. The eye that checks the motives. And the eye that sees the past, present, and the future. And when God put you on his special looking glasses, he found out that you are good. My goodness, you didn't get me. He found out that you are what? Good. You carry good stuff. And because of that, he chose you and elected you. Then who therefore can lay anything against you? It is God with his clean eye who justified. And you understand justify? Just as if you have never sinned. That's justify. Justification. That God has justified you. Acquitted free. Like going to court and the prosecutors will put all the charges they can on you. And they will bring all their charges. And they will begin to break them into different counts. One sin. And they will make it about 13 counts. Is this, then this. If this, then that. If this, then that. And after putting all the counts, God will say, cancel. Because he poured the blood of Jesus Christ upon it, and the blood of Jesus wiped it completely clean. Oh, my goodness. Verse 34. Who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died. You see, when it comes to condemnation, we talk about Christ. Because God condemned him. He knew no sin, but he was made sin that you and I will receive the righteousness of God. And so you and I are declared righteous. God sees you through the righteousness of Christ. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And what? Okay, so the kingdom and the righteousness, in between, what is there? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Okay, the kingdom of God and righteousness. In between, what is there? What? Talk. No, just say the word as it is. Oh, are you afraid of me? Then talk. The kingdom And whose? Who is the his? So seek ye first the kingdom of God or heaven and my righteousness. That's the thing. It's not about my righteousness. And your righteousness. If it were your righteousness, you would be condemned. Who is he that condemned? It is Jesus who died. Hallelujah. Yeah, rather, that is risen again, who is given even at the right hand side of God, who also maketh intercession for us. My goodness. Move on to verse 35. Who shall separate us from God? My. From the love of God or Christ. Shall tribulation, shall COVID, this small girl COVID. This small girl COVID, trying to torment the whole world. She cannot separate us from the love of God. Distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril or sword. Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep going, sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, you are more than conqueror. Master is Jesus. In all these things. In the midst of that, in the midst of all distance, when you go through all these things, I came to tell you that COVID cannot kill you. COVID cannot destroy your work. COVID cannot break relationships. In all these things, you will hear it. You sometimes feel it. You will see it around. And in all these things, you are more than conquerors. Yes, we go through the protocol. You will come to church. When you want to shout, you can't shout because you have the face mask. When you want to sing, you can't sing. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. But thank God, you are more than a conqueror. What does it mean that you are more than conqueror? That means somebody won the victory and you are taking the spoil. That is what we call more than conqueror. You didn't strike a sword, but you have the spoil. God, through Jesus, has won the victory for you. On the cross of Calvary, you receive your victory. God has given you every victory that you need in life. It is for you. Take it today. Before you leave here, get it into your spirit. that you are more than conqueror. Jesus has won the victory for you. The devil cannot. You see, get these things into your spirit and begin to walk with them. Don't let the devil tune your mind into other things. The devil things are too much. Everything devil. You are thinking is devil. You are everything devil is too much. You've got to break away from that and begin to see the Jesus thing. Let the Jesus thing overwhelm your heart and mind. The everything Jesus. And if you can do that, the Lord will bless you. Shall we stand on our feet? Now I want you to lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to thank God for your victory. Thank God for the victory wrought for you on the Calvary. That God should let this victory literally manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your victory. You are walking in that victory. You are swimming in that victory. Victory in Christ. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Call on him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now put your hand on your forehead and begin to say this after me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare my victory. In Jesus' name. I declare my victory. Over every satanic work.
Over
every work in the flesh. Over every sin the devil releases. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare that I am the head. I will never be the tail. I take over. Everything the enemy has taken. And I speak restoration. I speak strength. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hand right now. Lift up your right hand. In the name of Jesus. I see victory.
I see victory.
I see success.
I see success.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
And more than a conqueror.
And more than a conqueror.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I declare it so.
I declare it so.
Whatever God has said about me.
Whatever God has said about me.
Today.
Today.
I receive it.
I receive it.
And literally.
And literally.
Cause it to come to pass.
Cause it to come to pass.
In my life.
In my life.
Everything.
Everything.
That the enemy.
That the enemy.
Has planned.
Has planned.
And released.
And released.
Against me.
Against.
Against my family.
Against my family.
Against my work.
Against my work.
In the name of Jesus.
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 I cast it down.
I cast it down.
And I destroy it.
And I destroy it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Hope. Make a date with Bishop Edu Jemfi, same time every week. For prayer and counseling, kindly call these numbers: 020-836-3457, 024-466-1123. You can worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Cathedral, Obu Obigono Street, New Fadama, Accra, ICC. Come with us, and we shall do you good.